So, hello and welcome to this month's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. We are back in the studio and glad to be here. We are all kind of, well, most of us are showing our mourning for Everton and Goodison Park this week with all our show support. Tosh did have his jacket on, but he's taking it off. How are we feeling about the game on Sunday, guys?
I'm not too sure, really. I keep on going through waves of, I suppose, when I'm going to start crying, and I'm thinking it's going to be as soon as I get out the car.
Yeah.
For the last walk to the ground.
Unless you're going to be in to women in future.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I will do.
Be careful. Yeah.
Can't be careful. I will do, but it's just a different proposition, isn't it, really?
You also won't.
I bet you're £1 million, I will.
But you'll make an up bet. Yeah. You won't make an up.
You can say for sure it'll be the last game on Sunday back. Well, like, we've been there. I've seen Everton win at Anfield twice, women. Fact.
There you go.
They won 5 on the bounce around here or something like
that. Yeah. Real fun.
Yeah. Cheers. But yeah, no. I've been very upset the last few ones, to be honest.
Yeah.
Hit the last couple, particularly that last one. But
yeah, the last one was bad.
But the real performance came a couple of weeks ago, Goodison, didn't it, Sean?
It did.
Sean, do you want to tell us why?
It's
a great goal by Bellew, ain't it? That one.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. To be honest, by the time this goes out, there might be video footage online because obviously it was all filmed, my escapades. But yeah, so I played at Goodison Park this time last week, in fact, a week ago. Unbelievable day. Got told obviously that we'd have ex-players as managers, and I in my head I was thinking, just be someone, all I wanted was someone from our generation, do you know, like one of our players. I was expecting like Snods or like Graeme Stewart, or, you know, someone from the 80s. I didn't know.
From Snods.
Yeah, that's true. And then I walked in the change. I mean, well, there was loads beforehand, but we got told it was getting filmed. We walked through the players' entrance and that, getting filmed. And then as we walked in the changes, Phil Jagielka was stood there.
Oh,
that's great.
Just like smiling with a big grin on his face. He's just such a happy fella. And then, shook his hand, walked to me, shirt, RF4 on the back. It was unbelievable. And then even like that, as it's on its own, I'd have gone home happy.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was like, we got to walk out to side cars, got to like line up and that, did Dan Che warm up, and then obviously play a match. And what the match was actually the worst bit.
Did you boo the Premier League anthem, or did you not have that?
No, they didn't have that, no. Someone asked for it, then? And Jags was a bit like, I'm not sure it's worth it for you lot.
Did you get booed?
I'm sure Jags did at one point. But no, regardless of my performance, I got to play centre-half for Phil Jagielka, so...
That's pretty good.
I'll take that to the grave, you know what I mean?
Did you have the right size boots on?
I did.
When you say the video footage, do you know the boots are going to lock on the footage?
I'm worried about the pens that I give away, to be fair. I didn't give away a pen. I caused a pen. And then should have given away another pen. And the ref didn't give it. I think he felt sorry.
So they were in just an hour's game, you're already knowing to take sympathy on
the pen. Yeah, I did. It was 2 minutes later. I think he went, I can't give him again. This sounds dreamy. I can't give him two pens. So yeah, I escaped out of that one. But then, I managed. It was an hour game. I got 52 minutes straight without coming off. It was rolling subs, stayed on the whole time.
That's pretty good. No one else want to play centre half.
Jags have like bets on penalties being given or something.
I mean, I'm saying that's probably well. We got pumped 5-0, so
you were centre back, be 5-0, give away 2 pens.
But then at the end, just got to stand in the technical area next to Jags.
Yeah,
have a little laugh at them.
Great picture.
And that. Yeah,
pretty great picture.
So it was boss. Yeah, it was an unbelievable day.
It's right. Class. Very good. So today we have a new quiz, which Sean has got prepared for us.
Okay, going straight in,
attention. Well, yeah, go on.
Yeah,
go
straight in. Right, so you might have seen this on YouTube. It's a new quiz. I think the Ian, the host, has come up to Series 3. They have pretty big guests on. And yeah, I really love the format, so I thought to try it with the lads. So the idea is you get a question with many, many answers. I've got a list of 10, so I've got the top 10. If you give me the answer that is number one, you get 1 point. Mm-hmm. If you give me the answer number two, you get 2 points. Mm-hmm. So you're going for the lowest of the 10. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Just checking.
Ask the mathematician over there. So, obviously, your points are according to that.
As Len Goodman is
So you're aiming for as high in the 10 as you can, but you want to stay in the 10. If you get, well, it differs for each question, but you have something called tension answers. Mm-hmm. So maybe 11, 12, and 13 on the list, attention. If you get one of them, you'll lose points.
Ooh.
So say you get 7 points in the first question, but then you get a 10 chance in the second, you lose 5, you end up on 2. One round, the last round, is double pointer.
Is it double tension pointer?
It's called 20 inch.
It is. It is called double tension points. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Are we all, so like, are we all given an answer for the same question type thing? Yeah.
Yeah. So how it's going to work, Bob was going to go first, Callum second, Tosh first.
Then
second question, Callum goes first, Tosh, you, Bob, and then last you go first.
So like,
everyone gets a go.
When we play that game, we're like, we both did the same answer. That can't happen. I'm waiting until Bob's answered. So
So we're not going to write any down. It's just going to be, you've got to keep a few in your head. Whatever Bob says, you will know. Okay. So you've just got to maybe get that right out of your thinking.
Okay. And are you going to tell Bob what his is? No.
No, at the end.
Yeah,
okay. Just because then you've got a bit of a gauge, haven't you? You don't want that.
And obviously, it's only one answer per question.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, got you.
Right. So I've tried to be a bit creative with the questions, not like your typical. I know Tosh hates like your top goal scorer. So I've got one goal scorer question, but it's got a bit of a niche to it. So I'm hoping it's all right.
The bottom goal scorer.
Me, at Goodison. Right. So we're going to go with question number one.
More than 3 times the goals Calvert-Lewin's got this season, but carry on.
Just let him play the games, get involved.
Stop slagging off better. Carry on, Sean.
Attention.
Exactly.
Right. I want you to tell me any of the top 10 Welsh Premier League scorers. So that's Welsh people in our Premier League, not in the Welsh Premier League.
That would have been hard.
Are you playing for Bala? No.
Welsh goal scorers in the English Premier League.
Correct.
Okay, and it's the top 10. It's
top, a, 10. It's top 10. So you're thinking of like, I can give you a bit of a gauge.
No.
In terms of if you want goals, but
okay,
can we have a gauge if we all get zero?
You could do that. You go again, yeah, but no, you won't. You'll all get an answer. So it is Bob first.
So can I write down some ideas now?
I mean, you can do, but we're not going to have like a set time. Okay. So what, you're third. You've got a bit of time if you want to.
Buffer.
But Bob's gone first on this one, so I'm going to have to ask for an answer quite quickly.
Aaron Ramsey.
Okay.
I'll go for Harry Wilson.
Okay.
I'm going to go John Hart.
I was thinking him.
Okay. Can I ask a favour? Can you keep your own scores in your head?
Just keep it here.
If you don't mind, I can't be bothered writing it down. Right, so we'll go with our first answer, which was Aaron Ramsey. Scored 40 Premier League goals. Ooh. He is 9th on the list.
Okay, that's
cheers, my birthday.
So that's a great start for Bob.
I thought that was a great answer. I thought it was going to be higher.
That's me.
Callum's gone for Harry Wilson.
Get out.
I should have said I've got 3 10 chances. So I've got the top 13 written down. Mm-hmm. Harry Wilson isn't one of them.
Okay.
So, 0. So, in fact, -3, that would be for you.
Wait, if you don't get the top 10.
If it's incorrect.
You didn't mention that.
Sorry. You wouldn't change your answer, would it?
Might play safer.
Sorry,
just,
Cal.
Are you just doing that because it's Cal?
It is the official tension rules.
To be fair, you would. That's, let me go again.
Bob's already won anyway.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. And Tosh went for John Arton. He is in the list. He's got 55 goals and he is 5th.
I'll take
it. So 5 points for Tosh. I'll tell you, so the top 10 were Giggs, Bellamy, Speed, Mark Hughes, John Arton, Gareth Bale, Ian Rush, Dean Saunders, Aaron Ramsey, and Simon Davis. I thought you might have gone for Simon Davis. There's another blue in the air.
Pembridge.
Answers, yeah.
Wow.
So you got Nathan Blake, Robbie Savage, and with 17 goals, Mark Pembridge.
Wow.
I know. Pembridge. Ridiculous. That shows how bad the shelf Harry Wilson was.
How bad of a player Harry Wilson is.
Once again, you just had to go somebody's like played last week.
I was trying to think somebody scores goals.
I was going to say Speed was the answer, so I picked the better of me 2 answers.
Yeah, he did.
But you might have played a bit more. Might have been Bale if I knew that. If you get it wrong, you're -3.
slightly understand the frustration.
Bale was sick.
Bale got me more points than you had.
Ah, well.
You'd have gone Harry Wilson. Anyway,
I would have.
Right, question number 2. So we all know what works. So this time it's going to be Callum going
first.
Yeah,
we all know what works now.
Do you know what? I put a lot of thought into this.
Really cool. Stop slagging it off. What have you done?
Correct.
Minus points.
Correct.
Stop having me being in the red.
Right, this one is a bit more general. You're going to have to take a bit of a punt on it. So it's the team with the most Premier League red cards. So you got to think about who's been in the Premier League a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Who's maybe got a reputation for getting reds. So team with the most reds in Premier League history.
Okay.
So it's Callum first, then Tosh, then Bob. And then Tosh, you actually get benefit. You go first on the double pointer.
Ah.
I hadn't thought of that.
First, which would benefit them?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not sure it is.
I don't know why I went there. I can't really tell whether it's a benefit or not.
I think it is.
Right, to stay pissed, I'll go Everton. We've definitely had loads
bigger,
of reds.
Bigger than top. 100% very top. Tempted to go with one of the people you know you've been there the whole time. So I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go Newcastle. I think they'll be quite high. Do you think?
Are you basing it off Lee Bowyer and Kieran and I getting sent off in the same
game? Yeah. Oh, no, they were really
pissed. I'll go for Tottenham.
Okay. Right, all in. You all got points, which is probably not surprising.
Hold on, Cal. We're negative again.
Right, so first was Callum, and his answer was also first Everton.
Yeah, with, we first.
And this was as of a couple of weeks ago. Some of them might have changed. What I've got Everton first with 108.
Wow.
Is that this season? Are they just in the derby?
I imagine how many of them are, yeah. Okay, second was Tosh. Where did you go, Newcastle?
Yeah.
Okay, Newcastle in third, 94. And then Bob went Tottenham, eighth.
Bob's a believer.
With 77, so Bob's flying here. So it might
where
be that...
Where did I pack it in?
It might be that Bob's got an unsaleable lead, but double points can't change everything.
Yeah,
I went I was going to go West Ham.
West Ham, fifth.
That's okay.
Yeah, so your top 10.
Still want him to be 10th, then we regret my answer.
Everton, Arsenal, Newcastle, Chelsea, West Ham, Blackburn, which is mad, really. Man City, Tottenham, United, and Villa. The tension answers Liverpool, Southampton, Sunderland.
So all them are founding members and have been ever present, but Liverpool don't make the top 10. Means that what you will.
Yeah, corrupt.
Okay, ready for the last one? So this one, as I said, is double points. I'll be crystal clear now. We've got our top 10. There are four tension answers.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want anyone getting minuses.
If you get the one, you will get to zero.
But also, if you get a tension answer, that's minus 10 because it's double points.
Sorry. It's gone anyway. It's fine.
That's shy. I could still end up in the negative here.
Yeah. Okay. So the question is, and again, I've got it as of April. So obviously I'll just add a month on. But question is, April this year, the longest serving Premier League managers in years and months. So obviously,
the current managers.
Managers. In the Premier League right now, who's been there the longest? I need the top 10. And then four tension answers. It is actually mad how short some of these stints are.
10th.
I'm also starting to wonder if some of these have actually left in the meantime. No, I think we're safe.
I can't think of any Premier League manager, which is a problem.
Your face, remember, Tosh?
I do remember. I think I've got three answers.
I'm going to gamble here.
Okay.
I'm going to gamble.
Unai Emery.
Okay.
Don't know why it's a gamble.
Made it sound tense, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was it, me.
It is you.
Eddie Howe.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to go?
Yeah.
Way.
I think he's going to be quite high up on the list, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Tosh, as long as I'm not right.
I'll go.
Doesn't it? If I get 20 points, you get something.
I'll go Marco Silva.
Ooh.
It's not a bad shot. They're both going to be higher than me.
So okay.
I'm tension.
So you've all got positive points?
Yes.
Which I thought that was a tricky one, so you've done quite well there. First up was Tosh. He went Unai Emery. He's seventh.
Wow.
So that's 14 points for Tosh. You haven't caught Bob there, have you?
Unless Bob would need to be, if he's fit, first or second, but we know he's not, so.
Yeah, so Bob, Eddie Howe in fifth, so 10 points for Bob. And finally, Marco Silva came fourth.
Yeah.
He's been there 3 years. It's actually magic when you look at it.
It's a clock going as well. It's Frank the top now. Is it Frank?
Yeah, Guardiola. Then Frank, Arteta, Silva, Eddie Howe, Kieran McKenna. Who? Has he left?
No.
Unai Emery, Postecoglou, Iraola, and Nuno. That's what's mad. So 8, 9, and 10 have only been here a year and a bit.
That's 2 years. Wow. Most of them are 2 years.
As of now, yeah.
Season, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and then the tension answers were Glasner, Maresca, Hertele and Slot.
Slot 40. Wow.
Yeah, 11 months. Right.
Of course.
Come on.
Callum, 6 points.
Should be nine.
Defeated. You'd have still lost by about 13 points over 3 questions.
Well, I wanted 9 points.
Me, 22. Bob, 27.
Well done, Bob.
Very good, Bob.
Yeah, that is good.
Enjoyed
it. Yeah,
that was sorry, a good Bob. Game, that show.
Thank you. Like, I mean, I can't take credit for it. I just stole it, but...
You should have done more questions, really, to give me a chance. I'm just warming up. I was going to say I got better every time, but I didn't.
Yeah. So make it about what you will.
I got better in the last time. Yeah. When the pressure was on.
Yeah, it was. When nah. Plays for double points, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, it's always been your problem, though.
Yeah. Anyway.
Good right game.
It's not like one of them. Bob, there was no tension in it, was there? Bob took it.
I know, but that's always the way, isn't it? That's this podcast.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Shame no one got a tension answer either, weren't it?
Yeah. Should we pretend? Someone say slot.
No, very good. Thank you, Sean. Right then, so we'll move on to, as always, our M5. Not even going to pretend to know what the last time we did was. So,
oh, was it with Barry, wasn't it?
Everton?
Yeah.
Good M5, that.
It was a good M5.
I think it was a dog, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think we should get in.
Yeah.
I hope he's there on Sunday.
I met the dog 3 years ago today.
Like, yeah?
Thing, yeah, 3 years ago today I met the dog.
Nice.
He's drawing a dog.
Yeah, so what a fitting tribute to the lad.
That is, to be fair, yeah. Yeah. He's made it on this podcast.
Do you reckon he'll come on to like at the end of the match when they do like a celebration?
Yeah, he's
just here if he wants.
If that dog comes on.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be good.
That'll be bomb a belly.
He's presenting it.
Did that annoy anyone else when Molly McCann came off, by the way? What was that all about?
Did he play Jamie Webster?
Yeah, that, yeah. Terrible. I didn't know if it was him, but.
It was, yeah.
She, I think she's a terrible song.
Obviously, yeah, that's why I thought it must be him.
She's that one about A&E. I don't mind. She was in, I seen her in that. I wanted to look to buy, what do they call it, the fan zone. She was in that as well. I've seen mooching about it.
She's big, yeah.
Because she just retired, isn't
it? Yeah, but still. Like, second to last game ever. You want like a legend, don't you? Ferguson's been everywhere else. Why isn't he coming out?
He's obviously going to be there on Saturday.
Doing it twice.
He's leading the fog out.
I'm surprised he's not on this podcast.
Yeah,
not everything else, are he? To be fair, I've heard the same story. He's on 7 times, but I can't not watch him.
Yeah,
he can. He's so good, isn't he?
If he does want to come on, we'd probably welcome him.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. We'll see.
What kind of fee are we giving him?
Well, you can give him mine.
I'll buy his book. I'll give him a recommendation. Tosh's book club.
And he can meet another author.
Correct. Probably not writers.
I mean, one of them's good, though.
We'd love to do a live book club. That's the dream, that. Once we sack these two off, that's our next project.
That's the venture.
Yeah, right then. So, M5 this week, we are going to go with end of season vibes and a Hall of Fame themed one. And we did Hall of Fame year ago.
Alternate Hall of Fame, wasn't it?
Hall of Fame, where we all picked suggestions. Some good ones there. We had Rory DeLapp, Adebayor, what were the other ones?
Akocha, wasn't it? For like being a cult hero.
Yeah.
And then,
was yours DeLapp, I was...
Yeah.
What was yours?
It was like a snide... Was yours the snide
mine
one?
Mine was the snide. A snide award. What was yours?
I can't remember.
Everton.
Everton was me. Anyway. This time, we're going to go down a more authentic route, which is genuinely players who we think should be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh dear.
And again, we have left it open to Bob to obviously take the mick, but yeah.
So however, Tosh, there are criteria. That's what we made sure to fit to the criteria.
It's Hall of Fame criteria.
Yeah, can
we just remind me then? I've retired in the last five.
So it's things like retired, they can get in if you've like won the Golden Boot, been in the team of the season, in the 100 club. Stuff like that. Lots
of great.
I didn't know there was that criteria.
I've not.
I think I've passed.
You just don't retire player.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
That has to be one of them things.
This is the thing. He just like tells you the game, then just makes it real as you go.
Yeah. I forgot you can't Google stuff, can you?
I've put down Calamir negative points
on M5. First ever negative points on M5.
Yeah, as soon as you say a player, I'm going to say he's a 10. Yeah.
It'll be tension between a couple.
Do you want me to find the official parameters? Because
it's fine.
I'm sure your players will fit.
They definitely fit anyway.
Mine
won't. It's quite not.
Because Sonny still doesn't know who his is.
What?
You said you didn't know who his is.
Nah, James Vaughan made the team this season.
Spoiling surprise. Call your press.
Right, so appeared in more than 200 Premier League appearances for one club. You got that. selected to any team of the decade, not even team of the season. What? Won the golden
club or the league.
So the league, really? So the two decades, or the three, yeah. Will it be the 90s, noughties, 10s?
Was it team of the decade?
Won the Golden Boot or Golden Glove, player of the season, so like the Premier League Premier player of the season, won three Prem titles or in the 100 club, or if you're a keeper, 100 Prem clean sheets.
Sure, that's very much limiting the amount they're going to stop.
I think that's teams. The idea, though, isn't it? Because then you can just put like all the players they want. Like they give you a very narrow short list to get.
To put whoever Bob's picking in. Really, yeah. So we don't.
Have my, I know mine definitely fits.
I think mine fits, just but only by what the
my serious one fits at least.
Right then, we will start.
That's who I thought you were going.
What?
That's who. Sorry, I thought you were going the serious one.
No, me serious.
Get into it.
Shut up.
Talking riddles.
To say, since you're in the negative, you can go first.
I'm in the plus, mate.
I'm still looking for the first one. That was the double point one for me. Go on.
Measle first?
Yeah.
Okay. So my player is... Yeah, he definitely hits at least one of those parameters. I'm not too sure on the others. If it's not team of the season, then maybe not. I'll go with a player who... I reckon he would be a shoo-in almost if it wasn't for the last 2 years. Last 3 years, maybe. He's kind of ruined his reputation a little bit. And he probably would... I just don't think they'd let him in the team now, which is a shame, really. But he's definitely a throwback... kind of player, a player who stayed at one club and he was there for across 3 decades, which is very, very impressive at the moment, where there's a lot of kind of questions of loyalty, especially in this city at the moment. A player of his caliber to stay at one club that wasn't kind of winning things and stay here and do what he did is admirable. He scored a lot of goals, made a lot of appearances. His goal, not only was he a good goal scorer, he was a scorer of great goals. A bit like this guy. Scores great goals.
Great goal scorer as well.
Yeah, you've got both of them. So you might have guessed, but my player is Matt Le Tissier. And I just think if he was around now, he would be perfect for kind of the social media, like football skill phenomenon kind of thing in terms of.
I thought you meant his goals. Own social media post. Like,
yeah. No, Hall of Fame for that.
Yeah, Calvin. We should be Hall of Fame.
That's why you've picked him for his social media post after the last 3 years. Advertisement to CBD and all that kind of nonsense.
He's onto that now, isn't
he? Anthony Fowles might be.
So, yeah, I think he would be perfect for like social media now and clips and the way skills and goals go viral. He was like a bit of an OG of that in the Premier League, and for an English player to be like that was so like such a bit like a foreign idea. Some of it, when you look back at his clips and that, it is just kind of unbelievable. Some of the goals he scored and how he played, and yeah, I just think that it's a shame that he's kind of ruined it for himself, because he would have been in it, I think, and it would have been a good addition as well. Someone who hadn't like kind of won all the titles, played for the big teams. It wouldn't have been like a big team bias or like a big club bias. It would have been there kind of on full merit of how he played, his talent, and yeah, kind of sticking out at one club. But since 2020, 2021, he's kind of ruined that for himself, I think.
As if you don't know the years.
Yeah. I was trying to think when I started retweeting him. but yeah, he's ruined it for himself. I don't know whether that might be harshly or not. I don't know if, I can't see him clawing his way back in. But He should be there or thereabouts. So my vote is Matt Le Tissier.
To be fair, they've already got some controversial characters in the Hall of Fame. They've got John Terry, who needs no explanation, and Rio Ferdinand, mm-hmm. who is an absolute hellmouth.
And Scholes.
He's a comedy.
So sucker.
Wrong with that.
Would Le Tissier actually get in on any criteria? Has he got 100 goals?
200 appearances for Southampton, hasn't
he? Much appearances.
For one club.
For one club.
Oh, easy.
Easier. Yeah, but also, player. I noticed a while ago, I was looking at like the... so you got here the nominees from as far back as it's been. And he's featured in the earlier days of like... He was on the shortlist. And then you get around like that era.
Woke.
Disappears. Yeah. They just don't want to make it.
It
does make you think.
Woke happened, didn't it?
Yeah.
Does they should
take, take politics out of football, is what I'm trying to say.
Helmet.
He should be in it. If you're willing to put him in then,
you could argue. At the moment, does he get in ahead of anyone else who's in there? Like, there's, you know what I mean? He's brilliant and a brilliant player. He's got brilliant views. But
be careful.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
Bottle's gone. <I
know. laughs> You just can't say things like that on the platform.
You especially.
Is this public?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I feel like at the moment with the people who get in, every time they get in, like I remember the last one that I feel in my head was John Terry and Andy Cole.
Mm.
He's not a patch of either of them, is he?
Yeah,
just not.
I agree.
But he is obviously for a different element. He could have been nominated, and I suppose the one that the last one we said, like the sort of in the Okocha vibe, couldn't he? Mm-hmm. Please?
Yeah.
Again, like the repertoire of goals. He's also someone who played before the Prem as well, didn't he? So he's got that as well.
There is a case though that it doesn't just. Oh, then it's hard, isn't it? Because it doesn't have to just be the best players, does it? That's it can be hard. What they bring.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a case that he brought so much to it, but maybe just the fact that he was just at Southampton, maybe it's not as widespread. If you know what I mean? Like, if you play for United, doing what he did, scoring those goals, he'd be in.
Yeah, but I think, as I'm saying, it's like a bit of a big club bias almost, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you almost deserve it for not being
at
the big club? He maybe has to do more to get in it, but
yeah
I think he would have been there or thereabouts, I think, but no chance now. But
yeah,
got my vote.
Yeah. I feel like we've talked about Malatisse, like, so many times, but like, yeah, I think he's been nominated more than Vardy. Him and Vardy have been nominated Vardy, the most ever. And honestly, we need you every time.
M5 of M5s.
But it's one of them, like when you say, like, if he played now, he genuinely wouldn't play now. There's no way he'd get near the Premier. He wouldn't get near the Premier League team now.
He would.
Big fat, lazy dosser. He wouldn't.
Be big fat and lazy anymore. He'd have to not be.
But then he wouldn't make.
You don't know.
He'd probably get in Southampton's team now.
Yeah, maybe. After the genius Russell Martin left.
I've jinxed it. We're going to get beat on Sunday now.
Play for them on Sunday. I don't know.
Score a hat trick.
And then he gets nominated in the summer for the Hall of Fame.
Did he score a world at Goodison or ever? I can't remember a goal again.
He must
seem to be at home, don't he, apart from that Blackburn one?
Yeah.
What's your favourite one?
Well,
do you have a favourite one off the top of your head?
The Newcastle one. The flicking.
Flicks it over and then
when he flicks over three of them.
Yeah, that's great.
But he also.
I did that to you. Then Hope University, I don't know if you had twice.
Nope.
You do.
I do not. Nope, University.
Shay wasn't good as the other week doing that.
Yeah.
Everyone else said, yeah. What was I going to say then?
Surely nothing else on that list, yeah.
Probably it was, though. No, it was going to be something else, but I can't remember what it is.
No, we're talking about the Newcastle.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. Didn't he score the last game, the last goal at the Dell, anyway?
Yeah. That's fitting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Against Arsenal, like he swings on it left foot, sort of into the thing.
That's fitting.
Yeah.
Last goal at Goodison this weekend could be. He's the most fitting one.
Seamus.
Cavalier for me.
he's a big fat dosser.
Tyler Dick. In fact, does Lallana still play for them?
Yeah.
It's going to be a minute.
Yeah.
Look forward to that one.
You found, wasn't he a boyhood Everton fan as well?
He was, yeah.
Supposedly. Yeah. I swear again.
Be a 6-0.
I can see your score.
It's always be 6-0, I reckon.
Right, then. Fair suggestion.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's like that. I'm going to leave Bob because I'm intrigued to Bob and Sean's done his bit, so I'll jump in next. Do you want to go next? I've made a few notes here. I've started thinking, and again, it's one of them ones where you don't know which way to go with it because obviously all your immediate responses are sort of in there or nominated. And I've got no idea. I'd like Sean to check for me if this person has ever been nominated, because the more I started thinking about all the things he's done, and you talk about a wider thing rather than just football achievements, I think this person mounted like mad stories. I was trying to think of it like as an M5, all the M5 boxes he could tick. So I'm just going to say it is Carlos Tevez. So I'm going to go through just quickly my memory of his Premier League career. First of all, obviously, I'm wearing my Boca top, a Boca legend, Argentinian legend.
Did he have about 17 spells at Boca?
He probably did. I think he won there in his first spell, might have won the Copa Libertadores for them. Came back, I don't know if he won it with the next time, but he definitely got to the final. Obviously a wonder kid, heir to Maradona's throne. The first thing he does is he comes to West Ham. In one of the most maddest transfers ever, like that was just out of nowhere. Him and Mascherano coming to them keeps West Ham up in a season where were they one of the first teams to be bottom at Christmas? They went the first West Brom where they were, I think they were bottom at Christmas. Yeah. And so again, in a great escape, winning at Old Trafford, he scores the goal in just one of the great escapes. Rattles Neil Warnock still to this day. That part as well. Warnock is still talking about that. And he's had about 82 promotions since. So yeah, he's got that.
keeps them up. He then goes to Manchester United. He forms arguably part of one of the greatest United teams, one of the greatest Premier League teams, maybe alongside Rooney and Ronaldo, the greatest front three the Premier League has seen. Wins a couple of leagues, wins the Champions League. I know the Champions League doesn't... Does that come into a wider argument, Champions League? No, is it just no. supposed to be just
Premier League? I think it's just Premier League.
I'm using it in my argument anyway. But yeah, massive success United. Brilliant player. All the fans loved him. Was also still at... I think the ownership... He was part of it. It was a multi ownership, wasn't it? And I think, I don't know whether part of leaving United was they were going to have to pay ridiculous amounts of money, which then obviously Man City did. Man City, he was like one of the... I don't know, he's one of the first people, but I think that was the sort of the sign of the change, him going there, that he left Man United to go to Man City. So again, another mad transfer, that all that welcome to Manchester sign. Mm-hmm. Again, riling all the right people. Gary Neville, Ferguson, he calls Gary Neville a bootlicker when they play each other. Just a great lad. Yeah, helps them win the league. So again, one of the best league title wins of all time, I think it's fair to say. He also, in that season, has a mad moment, again, in the Champions League, where he refuses to come off the bench against Man City. He gets exiled. Him coming back and playing for Man City is probably one of the reasons. I actually haven't checked this out, but in my head, they were sort of a bit behind, and he comes in and they go on a big run. Him and Aguero front seven, maybe the best front two ever in the Premier League. One of them, anyway, in my opinion. Just didn't last too long. He also, which this was the bit I had to check, I sort of remember he won the Golden Boot at City, for the Premier League Golden Boot, so I think he fits in that criteria.
Okay.
Would he not have made 200
games? It's been a waste of time. Would he have played, I'm not sure he would have played 200 games for City. We'll check that while I carry on.
Yeah, I'll have a look.
He also, I think, I don't know how long he lasted after he won the Prem. I feel like maybe another season or maybe another two. I'm not too sure, but that was his only Prem win. He also had a moment where he refused to play for City, did he, in the Golden Boot?
Yeah? He did.
And he wasn't that sort of player. He wasn't out and out goal scorer. That's the thing with him. He was an unbelievable player. He had everything he could play. Him and Rooney, sort of, for a year or so at Ronaldo, sacrificed themselves, playing on the wings, doing all Ronaldo's dirty work. Obviously, he goes to City. I think, if I'm guessing, I don't think he would have been top scorer in the season Aguero was there, because, I mean, he wouldn't have played that many games. I think it was the season he was the out-and-out striker. I also was thinking there's actually probably not that many people who've won the Premier League with two different teams. It seems like there would be lots, but actually, I bet if you start to think about it, and this was something I was going to research but didn't.
I reckon would there not be quite a few?
I reckon there'd be no more than like 25.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think it meant that many.
How many people have played in the Premier League?
Yeah, that's exactly what it works. Okay, fair enough.
Work out the amount of people who played in the Premier League compared to the amount of people who won it twice. That's quite a small percentage.
No, but the better thing would be the amount of people who've won it compared to the amount of people who've won it twice. No, who've won it compared to how many people who've won it twice. That would be different. I meant
won it twice with two different teams.
That's what he meant.
No.
There can't be many of them, surely not.
Do you not think?
I think there'd be a few, but I actually don't think there'd be that many.
Yeah.
I have to do the research.
Name five.
Tension.
I mean, minus, to be fair, I think. Yeah, minus. Yeah.
Okay, there's two players then, so they're laughing. James Vaughan. Or... yeah, no, I think that was pretty much, that was it, really. I just think when I start listening to things, I think as well as being an unbelievable player, and he was, you think you...
I think he didn't think so.
I think he gets slightly underrated because he's never in that discussion. And when people talk about that United team, because in the second season at United, he signed Berbatov as well. And obviously, we felt like he was a bit pushed out. I was watching Premier League years of the day. He scores a goal away at Wigan that helps them win the league. He scores a goal against City. I just think, yeah, unbelievable player. My sort of player. I love an Argentinian. And I think, yeah, just one of the greats for me. So I'm going to suggest Carlos Tevez.
He's got the bonus point of refusing to learn English as well.
I remember you telling me this while I was down.
I think it was something to do with his uncle ended up having a really bad alcohol problem because of the Falklands War. I assume he fought in that, so he's refused to learn English.
Good lad.
Because of that.
That goes up in our estimation to that. But yeah, and I think...
Icon.
I think there was a time as well where he's, like, up until obviously very recently, he was revered more in Argentina than Messi was. Because he was seen, especially Messi when he obviously, he didn't play in Argentina.
I was going to say, is that because he played there more?
Yeah, didn't play in Argentina, went to Barcelona. It was always seen as not playing well for Argentina, Messi.
And is he almost more of a Maradona character as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He looks like Maradona. We spoke mm-hmm. about that thing about that, the LP there.
I think he does.
He does.
Yeah, does he?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Maradona in a while.
That thing they talk about, Maradona being the PB, like the boy on the streets, that like Maradona's the perfect example of that.
Mm.
Tevez is exactly like that, the sort of rough and ready, little scallywag, sort of, again, the long hair helps, mm-hmm. he just looks a bit rough, mm-hmm. no offense to Tevez, I'm not talking about like, but generally plays like that, he play in Messi, he's obviously graceful, Tevez wasn't particularly graceful, he was just a fantastic footballer. Mm. And at the time, and you know, people used to say that it was a case of, and particularly in the World Cup, and I think it was 2010, like Tevez was starting, and like people were saying, if you were going to drop one, you'd drop Messi type thing, because he never really seemed to do it for Argentina, I think. But anyway, people now say, and now it's not the case. Obviously, Messi is loved because the turnaround he's had, but Tevez, especially because he went back a few times, as you say, I mean, he went over to China and to get a lot of money at one point as well. But yeah, I think loved. I think he's great. I think we've got a potential one in Alcaraz, a potential great RG, and David Moyes is going to ruin him.
Playing him out of position.
Yeah, playing or not playing him at all. I'm not signing him. If you've asked me if I'd keep Moyes or Alcaraz, I'd keep Alcaraz.
As manager or?
Both.
Yeah.
Diego, play him, did well as manager.
Play a manager at the age of 23. I agree.
You need an Argentinian.
Yeah.
Every successful team will have one.
Yeah, Funes Mori back.
Apart from the ones who didn't. Any other points on that?
No.
No, I think you've
I'm trying to see if someone else has said anything else.
I'll be honest, I'm thinking of players who won the league with two different clubs.
Pay attention.
David May.
Did he? Blackburn and United?
Don't
know. Kante.
Yeah.
Ashley Cole. My player. There's five. Done. There'll be more than that, though, Defo.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be more. What I'm saying, I actually don't think.
Colo Torre, did he?
I'll name some Argentinians.
Oh, sorry.
Argentinian ones.
Sorry, you didn't specify.
Who look like Maradona? Who don't look like Maradona?
He is Maradona.
I get it. I can see it. See the vision.
And he's called Neville a bootlegger. So end on that.
Yeah.
And he is.
Yeah, yes.
Right then. Bob, Sean, anyone want to jump in? Should we leave Sean to last, Bob?
Yeah, mine will be fairly short and sweet.
Weird.
Like Carl and Tosh, I wasn't really paying attention to the actual criteria getting in the
just to qualify. They both did fit though, just before.
Yeah. So I thought we were basing it off like what we usually do, is just we can pick our own for our own reasons. So make it up. Yeah, make it up. So my first thought was, I looked at the list of people that are in it already, and I thought it was slightly outrageous that there's only one player that had played for Everton in it, which I think is a bit ridiculous for a Premier League ever-present club to not be better represented in the Hall of Fame. So I was looking at ways of shoehorning Everton players into it.
Let's go for a different angle this time than we usually do.
Yeah, precisely. Then I went down what we'd done previously with a Hall of Fame for stupid reasons. So the first player I thought of was Marcus Bent, who represented the most Premier League clubs at 9. So I thought he should be in the Hall of Fame based on the
imagine him turning up to the ceremony.
Exactly. Imagine how funny it'd be.
You working it out?
It'd be absolutely brilliant.
He couldn't wear a black tie, so he would think he was a waiter.
It's that bad that they thought he'd brought Darren Bent.
That record is unlikely to ever be broken, so that's one reason. Well, that's the only reason to get Marcus Bent in the Hall of Fame. My other suggestion, former Everton player, was James Vaughan, still the youngest Premier League goal scorer, the age of 16 in 2005, which feels like a lifetime ago. My most sensible answer is a player who was very underrated by, I'd imagine, fans of clubs that he didn't play for, and when Everton signed him, I was probably one of them as well. I just thought, what are we doing this for? His legs have gone, all this kind of thing. So he probably made the most appearances in his career for Aston Villa. I assume he made quite a few more than 200, because he started there like 17, 18, I think. Moved to Man City, picked up a few trophies there, and ended up at Everton. did he play in the Premier League after Everton?
Yeah, West Brom.
West Brom. So he played for a fair few clubs. I absolutely loved him when he was at Everton, and the reason the alternative reason for being in the Hall of Fame, other than the fact he probably made more than 200 appearances for Aston Villa, was that he's the record appearance maker in the Premier League. So I am, of course, talking about Gareth Barry.
And he robbed the taxi.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that another one of the reason. Criteria?
That's a first one, I think. Yeah.
Robbed the taxi, Lego head.
Still looks like he could play now.
Still looks immaculate.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's been in the Bradwell a few times, looking suave. Yeah,
all the lads, isn't it?
All the lads. Yeah. What a nice outfit.
Bradwell, bumping into Gareth Barry.
Gaspard, exactly. Yeah. Dream on.
I hope he's there, Saturday.
Sunday.
What?
He's a good... Saturday.
Milling around on Saturday.
Oh, it's a Sunday, I can't go. Again, so it does. He probably takes a lot of boxes. He's won the Premier League, so that gives him a shout, doesn't it? But yeah, what a player. He'd be in my Everton 11 since I've been going and watching.
Really? Yeah,
100%.
So that's
one of the best I've seen ever.
That was the tackle he made in his first game. Chelsea were in it, whereas keeper did keep making a mistake.
It was Tim Atwood, probably.
Yeah, and he's just got it in thought. We've got a player on our hands.
Yeah.
This unknown.
Yeah. Who's this guy? He looks like Maradona.
We've got somebody who might be able to stop a few of Tim Atwood's mistakes.
Nah, what a player.
Yeah, he was wonderful.
Great deal for Everton, to be honest.
Yeah, briefly a great centre midfield partnership with McCarthy as well, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
Yeah. I
was trying to put James McCarthy in, but didn't make enough appearances.
Yeah. Did anything stopping him?
Yeah.
Just out of interest, what ones did Gareth Barry tick?
200 appearances.
200 appearances.
Surely it'd just be that, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
Premier League
team of the decade, Golden Boot, Golden Glove, Player of the Season.
Do you not get
won three Prem titles? Yeah, it'd just be the appearances.
All right.
But that's enough.
No, that's good. Yeah.
The other thing you said though, you can't believe there's more Everton. Who actually else could there be from Everton? Would be just the point count. You said, Everton have been dreadful for most of them Premier League years.
I think. Do you mean just in, even if the criteria wasn't there?
Yeah.
Whatever players should be in it.
Good question.
No, I was just saying, it's a sad indictment, isn't it? Yeah. Actually, the only one who's there, Rooney, is probably the only one who could be there.
You don't really associate him with that, do you?
But yeah, Barry maybe the next best one, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Who else is good?
I don't know. Arteta, one day maybe.
Yeah, but as a manager.
Yeah.
Have they got managers in there?
There's only two.
Wenger. Jose in there soon enough. Rightly so. Get him down the list.
Who?
Jose.
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone else really, is there, that could legitimately make a claim. Everton player.
If we're sticking Gareth Barry in for 200 appearances, surely we're putting light in it.
Maybe Baines would not get anywhere near that.
Not any problem with people. Would Pickford get the clean sheets?
Yeah, he might do, actually.
He could maybe get
Surely he would,
yeah.
And we're putting
to be fair, he actually wouldn't be, realistically, he wouldn't actually be a terrible shout for it, to be honest. In terms of longevity at like a Premier League club, not many keepers.
In a couple of years, Tosh, he could.
England number one for all that time, and Pickford could well be on that.
England doesn't count.
No, but I'm saying just in terms of the feel around them.
The amount of goalies you could pick for the same criteria. Just play, all goalies play forever.
I just think Pickford, I'm not saying he needs to be in it. And hopefully you're not on the panel, but I'm just saying it might be on it.
He's a character.
He is.
Wallop. Send them in.
Send them in.
Stay on your line.
Get the rave on.
Get the rave on. Come on.
Just said that, Cal.
Get the rave on. Come on.
No, sure.
Right,
is it me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have gone for a player who's actually eligible on two counts. So they won the Premier League Golden Boot and they're in the 100 Club. So, yeah, no arguments there. This player, as mentioned before, has won the Premier League with two different teams. Also,
I can't remember his. I'm trying to guess now.
Won the double with both clubs. So when he won the Premier, he also won the double, and obviously at the same time when he FA Cup with them. What's more impressive is, I think anyway, when he won the club with two different teams, it was 12 years apart.
Oh, that's a great question. Listen to them.
Bob can see it, so Bob can't count. double calendar.
Do you want a double 12 years apart?
Can I do the celebration?
Please don't.
Was it 2010?
Yes.
That's Chelsea the double 2010, yeah? The Chelsea 90s, yeah.
Oh, I think I know.
He's a bit like Sean. You will.
I think I know. I think I
if you were to give Sean a nickname other than Nutshead,
it's a dangerous game. This
very dangerous game. Yeah.
What?
I can't think.
Yeah, he's been nominated before. Why? He's definitely for Maroon 5. I think a couple of times.
He played for Arsenal in 98 and Chelsea.
Yeah, is it?
It's only one player.
Oh, Nicholas
Anelka.
Correct. Has he been playing for before? Oh, for the nickname.
I think.
I definitely didn't.
He's been up there for the journeyman, as was Marcus Bent. He was in journeyman.
Jesus.
Marcus
Bent might make it, actually. But them two on the same table.
What nickname was it called?
The Soul, obviously. Yeah, called that.
I knew that as well.
Let me know when you're done. Right, so... I think what I like most about Anelka is, or one of my favourite things in football, is...
No,
I don't like doing that. I do it quite often. I love ex-pros talking about how good other pros are. Like, it's all like us talking about it, like, as if I know anything. But, like, I love players talking about how good other players are. And you go, like, ah, he was unbelievable. And, like, I think Anelka, when players talk about him, like... I think he spoke about him on the overlap at some point, and it was like Neville, and Anelka was the one. Like when he turned up, he was just scary good. And then Ian Wright, obviously, who played with him, agreed. He was like, he was insane. And people say, like, better than Henry, which.
That's a lot of nonsense.
But it might not. A lot of people. No, I don't mean now. I mean, when he came through, he was better than Henry. Yeah. People thought he was like.
Bet you he wasn't.
He potentially was. Henry started quite slow.
Bet you're a million.
Oh, God. 2 million up here.
I've got to do is go to one game at Goodison to see the women, and you owe me a million.
Because it's a million else. That's not real.
I'm not working. All right, well, we're evens then, aren't we? Okay.
How quick you remember something. That's why I'm on his mind. He knows he's got a big problem.
But yeah, and a lot of people, like, you might disagree, but a lot of people say that. Yeah, like, he was, when he came through, he was one of the best players I've ever seen. He was considered, like, wasn't it a thing in, like, World Cups around that time where people said, like, they might have Ronaldo, but we've got Anelka. Like, he was that good. He was considered that good.
I'm sure.
You've
made up most of these things. Did he even play in the Premier League?
They've got Ronaldo, but you've got Anelka. No, but
I honestly.
That was Bolton.
I swear that was a thing. Watch, I'll find it.
Confused with who you need Cantona when you got Barry Orr.
I think I must be actually. Yeah. Yeah.
I bet you a £1 million.
Genuinely, do you want to know you? I've got a good case here, and it's being made a mockery of.
Who needs
Ronaldo? I didn't say you need Ronaldo. I'll do it later. I'm going to have this now.
We've got Darren Pent.
Marcus Pent. So anyway, I'll cut to the chase here because this is turned into a joke. Yeah, so I love, anyway, ex-players talk about Anelka. And if he's actually did listen to people, they talk about how good Anelka was. And I think coming through, he went PSG, Arsenal, Real Madrid. So, like, within that space, within 2 years there, he won the double with Arsenal, Champions League, and he was about 20. Like, it was insane how good he was and how well he did. And then I think his problem always was, I think he always thought he should be the main man. He always thought he was the best player in the world, which, obviously, only I agree with.
Shame you weren't his manager.
I'm that fella who said that.
No, it was me. I said it before. But yeah, and then he obviously had a little dip. And I think why he almost deserves to be in the Premier League Hall of Fame, other than the fact he's eligible, his case would be, for me, he started up here as, like, whether you say it or not, one of the hottest prospects in Europe. He was unbelievable, apparently. And then he ended up dropping all the way down to Man City. You were like, at the time, Man City were rubbish. Mm-hmm. Man, they're like, He played with like John Machen and Stuart Pearce and all that.
Liverpool, didn't he?
Well, he did, yeah. I wasn't going to mention that, but even that ended a bit sour. I think the problem was every time he was at a club, or a big club anyway, he thought he was better than them, or he thought he should be offered this, that, and the other. Left them all, ended up at City, and then seemed to just like the fact that the pressure was off and he could play footy. Mm-hmm. And he obviously ended up, went to Bolton. From Bolton, was it like?
Bolton to Chelsea, I think.
Was it Chelsea straight away?
City to, I think, was a Fenerbahce.
Yeah, and then Juve won it, and then...
Juve was West after.
Oh, Juve was after. Yeah.
He went to China as well.
Yeah, I think he probably did. But I just think, if you think of where he came back to...
In China, they were saying, like, you need Lee Tai Wong.
Right. Anelcha. That's my shot.
Nah,
it's a good one. No, you're lying. You just want this to carry on. You can slag me off more.
I think my nomination is the only one that doesn't have any controversy.
I also think that's my problem.
Like, personality wise, he's never going to be picked, is he?
What's Tevez done?
I reckon he's done something.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely racist, but I reckon he's done something.
The move from United to City, controversial ish.
Yeah, that was great, to be fair.
It was
stole a taxi when he was in Marbella or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, but
that's five most controversial players.
I think I know what you mean as well. I like to put yourself off players when they talk about four players talk about it, but it's like when they talk about players you wouldn't necessarily expect them to be talking about, and that's where I think
maybe that might be the thing where, like, we all know how good, like,
Henry was, or
yeah, like, or like when, like, Neville talks about Cantona or something, but when it's like Anelka, you go, genuinely he was scary good, like, he was unbelievable. That, yeah, you've probably worded it better than me. Of course, got my belt.
I think
you're right.
I think that idea of how young he was, knowing you talk about, like, he was best than Henry at a certain point. I think that's, you know, how old would he have been when he went? He went to, like, round of like 20 million in, like, the 90s or something, didn't he? It's like, would he have been 19, 20 at that point? Like, that's ridiculous back then. What, 20 million back then? 20 million is now about 80 or
100
million now, isn't it? It's like, for inflation.
Yeah, but not even just in terms of, like, value, though. Like, it's more.
Google isn't picking it up.
I don't think in 98, I'm not sure he went to the World Cup when they won it, but I'm not too sure.
You know who was there? Henry.
And Ronaldo,
yeah.
Both then played in the final. Yeah. Henry came on, I think. Has he started? Not sure. I think he was playing in 2000. Got sent off in 2002.
Yeah, I can't find anything. Sorry. So.
But I think what's
I think I'll paraphrase. I mean, that's all I've done.
But, like, when he goes to Chelsea in 2008, would that have been? He's been around for that long. Like, there's 12 years, as you say, between the double. But he actually probably in 2010 wasn't even that old, was he? Like, you know.
No, exactly. But he felt old because it's like
forever.
We remember. I remember him mainly at Liverpool when he first came through, and you knew he was a boss player, but he didn't. Real Madrid, and then it was like, you knew he was a big player, but he didn't necessarily do it at Liverpool. He scored a couple of goals and that, didn't he? But it just then see him be top scorer and win the league at Chelsea. It was like, it feels like forever ago.
Yeah.
As I say, like, team of the year and won the title 12 years apart. Like, that just feels
good, Colin.
Not many people would have done that with that big of a gap.
It's Liverpool as well. So they signed, speaking of the 2002, I thought they signed LX Juve instead of him, didn't they? That was the rumour. They could have signed, because it was a loan deal.
Yeah.
And they could have signed, and they signed Juve instead, Juve and Zhao instead.
After, oh, did they? Yeah,
that's why. But again, supposedly, I don't know how true it is, but like that's when that loan ended, and they chose to go for Juve.
How many appearances did Juve make for Bolton? Just in case he can go in.
Why do you really want him in? First picture is just him spitting.
Which time?
No, do you know what? 130, 140. Not too bad.
Player.
I'll bank that for later.
Pele's 100 best living players at the time in 2000. LSG. Was it Elkhorn?
I think Elkhorn was top. I think it was Pele who said it.
Wasn't it an Elkhorn's list rather than Pele's?
Which?
That list.
I think
someone said
in
1958 when Pele was 17, you've got Pele. But
oh my God. Anyway, absolutely not wrong with what I've just said there, by the way. I swear I've heard that, and I will find it. And if I have to make an AI clip with it, I will do it.
What have Pelé and Ilkay and Sean all got in common?
No way.
All played by Goodison.
Correct.
Way to end it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fact. I was thinking, I didn't say it at the start, but I suppose we don't have an obvious one, but it sort of feels like we know that Kevin De Bruyne is going, and he's in our shoe-in a couple of years when he's retired.
Yeah, not retired, though.
I know, but he's a shoe-in. Next time we'll see him, we'll be at the ceremony.
We'll be.
Him and Ben. Being served by our mate.
Yeah, we'll be there with him. That's the question. Any of the lads that we've picked. So let's quick recap the four suggestions we have for Hall of Fame entrants. We have Matthew Letizia, Lagod.
Oh, there we go.
How tall? Le.
Oh, yeah. Think about
that? Yeah, definitely.
We've got Le Claritos. Le. Le, go ahead.
Joe Le Taxi.
Le Sulk for an Le Sulk, who picked an Elk? Just went a bit too far there. You just said
that. I didn't. I just made a claim that I don't think it was as ridiculous as you made out.
I don't know.
At the time, genuinely, late 90s, there will have been a comparison, 1,000,000%.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and someone probably said it.
Just someone.
Someone definitely has said it. So
sort of answer that to come up with.
Yeah, so.
Right then, let's go for the game of the week.
Okay, so it is time for Keeping Up Appearances, and we've decided that we're going to go for the FA Cup final just as a little bit of a change rather than going for Premier League, as much as that is the normal go-to.
There are two Premier League teams anyway.
There are two Premier League teams, I suppose. But yeah, freshening up a bit and keep it FA Cup heavy. I know some people are very passionate about the FA Cup, particularly that end, aren't they? So, we'll go for that.
Let's get that number.
Okay, right. Usual parameters, 50 and 450. Our number this week, 326.
Oh. Wow.
Should be alright for City. Struggle for Palace, maybe, but... Right, so, while we have a little think, it's Song of the Week time. Is it Eurovision Song of the Week time, Tosh?
Yes.
Ooh, yes. What Yacht Rock's been in Eurovision?
I forgot about this.
McFly being in Eurovision, yes.
Absolutely not.
It's a matter of time, though, isn't it? Danny Jones needs to recover bad.
That was a blow, that, wasn't it?
It really was. Ultimate snake move. Didn't think he had it in him.
Eurovision, again, do we need to theme it to something else, or is it just the best Eurovision or something to listen to?
Yeah, I reckon you go down and trust your opinion.
Oh, no, you've got to be doing it. I'm picking.
I can't pick.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not sad. He's not sad act like us. It's been called a sad case.
I think we picked the Eurovision one before. Or we picked Fairy Tale. I feel like we mentioned Fairy Tale.
Oh, did we?
Just do that again then.
I could listen to that every day. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Fairy Tale by Alexander Rybak.
Yeah.
Is it Yacht Rock?
Yeah.
It's everything in one.
At the time, in 21 and 2009, there's people saying like, he's better like Beatles, or we'd rather have Alexander Rybak. So
never heard of
him. We've been in it twice.
You need John Lennon when you've got Alexander Rybak.
Legend. You'll know the song, Fairy Tales on the Violin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's no way you'll know the song. It didn't break the mainstream, Tosh.
Eurovision is mainstream.
Not for Bob. Bob actively doesn't listen to it, though, doesn't he? Do you know what I mean?
That's your loss, I'm afraid. We'll not watch it tomorrow.
Probably not, no. I just won't remember any of the songs.
Unless you hear one, and that's what
it's on Saturday, isn't it? Yeah. You're a daily
person. Say there's the event.
Do you think Alan Barry's going? Only Eurovision.
Is he singing in it?
Yeah. UK representative, yeah. Right, okay. Listen to Fairy Tale, and we'll be back in a minute.
I guess Tevez recently for Keeping Up Appearances. Played 99 times for United.
What was the number there? Who did I got?
An Elka.
I must admit, I'm enjoying the more laid back pod. I like it.
It was 114, Tottenham United. You went for Louis Saha, and you won that week.
Keep that on record.
One City, one Palace.
I've got a Palace.
Palace, well, I don't know if you need that high.
Might be over for Palace, I think.
A lot, isn't that all your book was about?
No. Rob's seen it.
About 20 year olds, though.
You obviously haven't read it, Bob.
Go on then.
Right. Thanks for. I don't know what I was going to say there. Thanks for waiting. Thanks for waiting 3 seconds. Yeah. Anyone want to go?
That song is.
Yeah. Oh, it's like 3 minutes and it's in Eurovision, I'll tell you. Know.
Yeah. Is that a fact, yeah?
There's some sort of time limit in Eurovision. It might be. I don't know, it's 3 minutes, but.
Imagine how good that'd be if it was longer.
That's why sometimes they get some of the songs get cut, like they're not the full version. Like, I think even Space, whatever it was, Spaceman. I think that was slightly short. And I think Lena's second one was slightly shorter than it should have been.
What was it? Taken by Something by a Stranger.
Taken by a Stranger. That could have been in there.
Yeah.
I'll
go.
Go on, Cal.
I'll go with me. Either tentative Palace one, but it's hard to think. I'll go with me City one, which is still might be a bit out there, but I'll go with them. I'll go David Silva.
You see me, that's why you jumped in first. And I reckon you've definitely gone in before.
I reckon you've gone in before.
That was the one I was saying, because I knew you were going to go.
Prove a thing with.
And also, you've seen I've written it down.
I didn't. I've said along it. One City, one Palace.
You've definitely done David Silva before. You're lucky for you. I can't find it. Ah, yes.
Did I?
The Vatchik Navin.
Sam. I'll go for the one then.
No, you said it.
You can't go the same twice, apparently.
No, you can't.
No, you can have him this time. Just on this one occasion.
You're so kind, you Tosh.
Well done, Callum. Cross him off, man.
It's all right. Sean's making up the rules as he goes along tonight, eh?
Oh, there we go.
There's not going to be a chance answer. He's going
next.
See what else was a good answer that day.
That's true. He's just looked at the answer on that day.
Yeah, that is true.
The number was also 436.
Not too far off.
And you would, so that tells you how far away you're off.
That is quite far.
I will jump in. I've got one of each. Is anyone else going Palace?
No.
The ring it, but...
No, I was just going to say that. I know Joe Ward's retiring, isn't he?
That's
what I heard. I heard on the radio him saying 13 years, but he hasn't played much recently.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm. So 13 years would make you think too long. The next one, I'm going to go. The fact that I don't know what David Silva is makes me feel a bit better because I feel like this one won't have played as much.
Yeah, so that is also true.
But I'd already picked my answer. I've got two answers and I already said I wasn't going to go with Joe Ward.
Why are you looking at me?
Look at me cheating.
Carry on,
two different people. So I am going to go for Fernandinho.
Ooh.
Won't be as much. Will definitely be less, surely. I think he joined about 2012-ish and probably left about 2020-ish, 2021. Well, could be more, actually. He definitely left. I remember him in university, when we were in university. He wasn't there.
He went to uni.
I remember him in uni. Love the VK.
I'm so glad Callum made me not pick David Silva. Go on,
if you don't mind, I'll get that in a minute. I've gone City, and I've gone a player who was there two spells. I can't remember how long they were there, but I liked them. I used to have a Chelsea shirt with them on the back when I was buying all my shirts off eBay.
Chelsea, Man City, it's not the one who's better than Ronaldo, is
it? Do you know what? Some would say it. I'm going for Sean Wright Phillips.
That's a good one. That's a proper answer, that as well.
Yeah.
Good KUA answer.
That's my game.
What little fella he was. What's he up to these days?
No idea.
He's been on Late Match Today, and that hasn't
he?
I can't remember. I had quite a few answers, and I've forgotten most of them, so I'm just going to go for, because Tox was talking about Argentina before, I'm going to go for Pablo Zabaleta.
Oh, good answer. I think that's a good one. You've done it again, Bob. Did anyone guess on that time? That is the question.
Yeah, check. And all the other weeks was check. That's as well. We forgot a check and I've got to do it.
Right. Okay, answers are in. Got the laptop. Right.
Have you done the maths?
I have done the maths. It's probably wrong. Last time I did the maths, it was all wrong, so you can correct me if I'm wrong. In fourth place, probably not a surprise, is Callum, who obviously we're aiming for 326. David Silva was 436. Oof. So 110 off.
It's good. Oh, good easy maths.
It was all right. I was so grateful when it got to it.
I was thinking of you for that, Sean. If you want to be out easy.
In second place.
Third. I think you're up, Max.
How do you know it's not a joint second place?
Yeah, it isn't, but you like Tosh. In third place is Fernandinho. 383.
Ooh, it's pretty
which,
good.
Which, in fact, I think I've done the math wrong. Tosh, work that out for us. 383.
Yeah, 57.
Yeah, he's still in third. 57. Okay, 57 out. In second place, Sean Wright Phillips.
Oh,
who was 52 out, 274. Oh. I think, obviously, he went back after Chelsea, but I don't think he played that often, did he? But
I think he'd done the maths wrong when 274 was always closer than Alf and Bob or something.
No, I'd done it more.
I just read the numbers.
So yeah. I was like, yeah, it's gone here. So yeah, 52 out for me. And then Bob in first place with Pablo Zabaleta, 333, 7 out.
Oh, good number.
Good number as well. All
three.
Good number.
Triple Nelson,
they call
that in cricket.
Yeah. Kevin Nelson,
they call. Right, wrap it up, Carl.
Thank you very much for joining us on this month's episode, guys. We had a great quiz at the beginning from Sean Tension. That was really, really fun. Some done better than others. Yeah, but it is what it is. We had a very relaxed and jovial M5, would you say?
Only a certain part, yeah, I found. I thought it started really serious and then...
And then someone made an outrageous claim and kind of crumbled.
Yeah.
Started making up quotes.
But yeah, I think it was a good M5, so please head over to our socials to vote on that and maybe tell us who you think you'd vote for to be in the Hall of Fame. And yeah, an FA Cup themed... keeping up appearances at the end. Obviously, when this goes out, the final will have happened. So hopefully, I was right in Palace win. Yeah, anything to add?
No, not to add really. Don't know when we'll be back.
Yeah. Good. So we will be back next month.
Might not be. What a way to go out. This could be there.
It could be great. And the last thing everyone remember is an Elche.
Yeah.
I'm gonna win it based on that.
And Bob doing the double. Bob doing the double first and last game.
Yeah, it was a good double. That
I will be
and Callum having a stinker both games as well.
Yep. But
we enjoyed ourselves.
Vote Letizia.
And if this is how we're going out,
is that reform?
On the campaign trail.
I think
right, guys. Well, I'll get your attention.
I think you were 48 out as well. Just looking at the mat.
Sweet. 52. Even better. Yeah. Thanks.
And on the high, Sean.
Yeah. In many ways. See you later.
See you later, guys.